My guest at this time is Larry Pratt. He's the executive director at Gun Owners of America. You can find them at gunowners.org. We've asked him to discuss reports that congressional Democrats plan to demand gun control amendments to must-pass spending legislation in the coming days in response to recent mass shootings. We also want his insights on how to stop or reduce the number of those shootings that we're sadly witnessing these days. And we should point out that as we record this interview, the mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, is unfolding, and perhaps more details will be known by the time many of you hear this. But in the meantime, Larry, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Larry, as we speak, the horrific situation in San Bernardino, California, has been unfolding for a couple of hours now, and the major Democratic candidates have spoken out. Martin O'Malley tweeting, for example, "Horrifying news out of San Bernardino. Enough is enough. It's time to stand up to the NRA and enact meaningful gun safety laws." Hillary Clinton tweeting out, "I refuse to accept this as normal. We must take action to stop gun violence now." And as I mentioned in the introduction, it looks like congressional Democrats are going to be pushing pretty hard to attach gun control amendments to must-pass spending legislation in order to advance their agenda on that front. What do you make of their reaction?
Well, actually, that's an interesting notion they have, and Gun Owners of America has been seeking for some time for some measures of their own to pass. We'd like to see some amendments added to their list of amendments that would do away with gun-free zones, which is where almost all of the victims of mass murder have occurred in our country since 1950. So, yeah, let's bring it on.
What do you make of their approach, though, that this is a time to enact more restrictions on gun ownership and perhaps other measures in response to these shootings?
Well, I'm not a prophet, but I can at least tell you from the past that when Al Gore, then vice president, had a primary contest with then-Senator Bradley of New Jersey for the presidency, for the nomination of the Democrat Party, they tried to out-anti-Second Amendment each other. And Al Gore won that contest, but he went on to lose the election. And if the past is prologue to the future, I would say what the Democrats are proposing is going to sink whatever chances they might have had for 2016, and it's going to sink them pretty deep.
We're talking with Larry Pratt, executive director at Gun Owners of America. And Sarah, just a number of weeks ago after the shooting at the Oregon Community College, that President Obama said that these incidents should be politicized, that this is an opportunity for making some changes that'll prevent them. What's your sense, if any, of the sentiment in America right now? We obviously saw that in the months after Sandy Hook, the president could not get what he wanted, even with a democratically controlled Senate at the time. Do you sense that the public is at all moving towards the president's position, or do record gun sales on Black Friday or renewed concern over potential ISIS personnel in the United States prove the opposite?
Well, for the last 6-7 years, the president has been winning awards from the gun industry, and I'm only being about 50% facetious, because he has indeed earned pictures of his likeness on walls of gun stores across America with the caption, "Gun Salesman of the Year." And then he recently went over to Paris, the scene of a horrendous mass murder, and said, "We've got to put a stop to what's happening in the United States," said this after the Colorado Springs shooting. He said, "This sort of thing doesn't happen over here." Huh? Amazing.
Larry, what is indisputable, regardless of whatever side you are in this debate, is that the fact that we are seeing a lot of these shootings. Perhaps some of them are getting more attention than they did in the past, but it seems like we've been reacting to a lot of these this year. So from your very pro-Second Amendment position, how do we get these horrific incidents to become more rare or obsolete?
Stop disarming the American people. We've simply got to do away with this dreadful statistic that tells us that if you're in a gun-free zone, you're in a very dangerous area. Again, to repeat, since 1950, all but two of our mass murders have occurred in gun-free zones. So it seems to me that there's a lesson crying out to be learned there, but people like the president don't seem to be very apt pupils.
And what do you expect from Congress? You mentioned some things that you'd like to see in terms of changing the gun law, specifically related to gun-free zones, and we've talked about what the Democrats might be pushing that we've seen in the recent past. What do you expect to ultimately be the case 10 days from now once the spending bill has to be in the books?
Well, it's possible that the Republicans would cave if the Democrats set the stage in such a way that they could slow the government down, a.k.a. shut the government down, over a budget measure that if it doesn't have an amendment they want, they're not going to vote for it. And if they could somehow make it happen that a spending measure didn't get approved, or if the president were simply not going to sign one that didn't have what they wanted in it, that the president would not sign it, if they could figure out how to blame the Republicans for that, the Republicans would probably cry like little girls.
And in light of that, I don't know if you would consider that a small or a large possibility. What will your organization be doing in the coming days here?
Well, we're going to do everything we can to remind all members of Congress that you're taking your political career and putting it at risk if you try to blame gun owners for what bad guys do. And instead of looking at the mirror and say, what have I done as a member of Congress to facilitate what these people do? What have I done to not get rid of that which facilitates what bad guys do? And until members of Congress are willing to face that, I think they need to be told it's time for somebody else.
Larry, we'll have to call time there. As always, thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Thank you.
Larry Pratt, Executive Director at Gun Owners of America. For more information, gunowners.org. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.